Then we have verse 13, the valley gate. The valley gate repaired Hanan and the inhabitants of Zanoah. And let me just stop with that gate for just a moment. Now, the valley gate, that's the gate that led out of the city, Jerusalem, down into the valley. And it could have been on any side because you have to go down the valley to get out of Jerusalem. And it's the gate through which many of us are called to go. I think of the valley of the shadow of death. And I think we're all walking in that, and that's what David meant. The minute you start out in life, you're walking down that canyon that just keeps getting narrower and narrower. Well, finally, if the Lord doesn't come, you're going to go right out through that gate, and that's the valley gate. But it also has a practical side. It's a gate of humility, the gate of humbleness. And God sometimes has to lead us down through trials and difficulties in order that we can learn the lesson. We are told that faith develops in us these different virtues, and one of them is lowliness of mind. And when he wrote to the Colossians, he called it humbleness of mind. Now, if this is something you can't cultivate, you can't put it on, it has to come from the inside, and it's a fruit of the Holy Spirit. The man says, you know, I've been trying, said to his friend, says, I've been trying to be humble. At last I've succeeded. The friend says, well, I know you're proud of that. And he said, I sure am. You know, we have to be humbled, as it were, by the Spirit of God. Stories told about that minister in Scotland. Young fellow, he was leading young fellow in his class in seminary. While he was still a student, he was invited out to preach in a pulpit. And he'd never preached before. And he thought, since he was the star pupil, he didn't need much preparation. But when he got up before that congregation, it was confusion. He found out that it's easier to get up a sermon on paper in his study, but to get up and deliver it was another thing. And he became frightened. He forgot everything he ever knew. And he left the pulpit at the close of the sermon in great shame and humility. And when he went down, a dear little Scotch lady who'd watched every movement and every moment of his actions from the moment he entered his pulpit till he came out. And when he did, she went up to him and said, young man, if you'd only gone into the pulpit as you came down, you would have come down like you went up. You know, God has to put us in the school of humility. It's a fruit of the Spirit. And that's a gate that many of us need to go through.